A letter to the editor of The Plain Dealer, July 27, 1952. Sir, a number of West Siders are quite interested in the recent announcement by the Regional Planning Commission concerning the proposed Clifton Park Bridge approach recommendation of the Knappen, Tippetts, Abbott, McCarthy engineering firm. The main objections of the commission were that it would increase the traffic on Westlake Road in Bay Village and would not fit in with the West Side long-range planning of the commission. By way of an alternate route, the commission indicated that it was in favor of routing the West Side traffic from Bulkley Boulevard to Franklin Boulevard, then on Hilliard Road and across the Hilliard Road Bridge, and ultimately to Detroit Road by means of a newly constructed cutoff from Hilliard. It seems to the writer that this proposal would not be satisfactory from several standpoints. In the first place, Franklin Boulevard and Hilliard are not capable of handling a heavy and through traffic. Under this arrangement, a bottleneck might very well result at the Hilliard Bridge. There would certainly be a considerable mix-up at the traffic light in Rocky River at the intersection of Hilliard and Worcester Roads. Furthermore, Hilliard is not a through road and comes almost to a dead end west of Rocky River. In addition, Detroit Road would not be as satisfactory a through road to Lorain, and points west as are Highways 6 and 2, which, in general, follow the lakeshore. Many people prefer the lakeshore route and would travel this route, even if the circuitous and longer route from Cleveland and Lorain and points west suggested by the Planning Commission were available. If the Commission has issued a long-range traffic plan for the communities west and southwest of Cleveland, I am not familiar with it, and neither do I think the general public is familiar with any such plan. In this regard, I am inclined to agree with the above engineering firm that it is improbable that any westerly segment of the freeway system can be constructed within the immediate future. We are all familiar with the long delay in the construction of the Willow Freeway on the east side. The foregoing does not mean the writer is in favor of the route through Clifton Park suggested by the above engineering firm. From a traffic standpoint, it would appear that traffic could be routed to the south of Clifton Park and over a bridge to be built adjoining to the present Nickel Plate Bridge over Rocky River, thereby eliminating the necessity for damaging the fine residential area in Clifton Park. Those who wish to be fair will have to admit that, if they lived in Clifton Park, they would not want to have a very busy highway constructed through the park. Russell C. Graham, Midland Building.